I would like very much to give an introduction to Hosea. Hosea is the beginning of 12 books that are called the minor prophets. And the other prophets are called the major prophets, like Isaiah, Jeremiah, and Ezekiel and Daniel. Now, the reason given for calling these minor prophets is that they are brief books, and for the most part they are. But actually, Hosea is longer than the book of Daniel, has more chapters in it than the book of Daniel. So that's not a good, valid distinction. And I would like to say right here and now that the minor prophets, so-called, they are not minor at all. Each one of them batted in the major league, and each one of them batted 300. Each one of them was a star himself in the message that he brought. And actually, some of the minor prophets, our so-called minor prophets, are quoted by the so-called major prophets. You will find, for instance, in Jeremiah 26:18, there is such a quotation. Now, these men in the minor prophets, the promoters of the social gospel have used them a great deal because of the fact that they were extremely nationalistic, and they dealt with the fact that God's people had broken the law of God, the Ten Commandments. And therefore, it altogether has to do with the works, good works. And for that reason, liberalism has majored in these, and as a result, has actually missed the main message. We're going to find that when we get into the prophecy of Hosea. Now you will find, when you open to this prophet, you will find that he was a prophet to what is called the northern kingdom, that is, the kingdom of Israel, as distinguished from Judah at the division of the two. The first verse reads like this: "The word of the Lord that came unto Hosea, the son of Beeri, in the days of Uzziah, Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah, kings of Judah, and in the days of Jeroboam, the son of Joash, king of Israel." Now, he mentions the kings in the north and the south, and he mentions more in the southern kingdom of Judah, but that doesn't make any difference. They're just contemporary with Jeroboam in the north and contemporary with Hosea, and he emphasizes that. That is the time now that he wrote. He is the prophet that compares to Jeremiah in the southern kingdom. Jeremiah is the prophet of the southern kingdom that warned his people they were going into captivity, and he lived to see it. Hosea warned the northern kingdom they were going into captivity to Assyria, and he lived to see it. And Jeremiah and Hosea have a great many things in common.